Christians may become the target of U.S.-focused outrage in Pakistan. Believers are reaching out to an easy-to-reach unreached people group in India, and Christian camping is key to reaching young people in South Africa. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Pakistan, where tensions have boiled over against a U.S.-led airstrike that went awry. With anti-American sentiment rising, Christians could see trouble. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says radical Muslims identify Christianity as a Western religion.
Christians become sort of an acceptable target to reflect that anger against the West because, again, they identify Christianity as being a Western religion. So if you can't attack Westerners and you can't attack America, who can you attack? Well, the church down the street, that'll have to do.
Nettleton says with the attacks that have occurred, churches are responding with caution.
Many of the churches have removed any signage that they had in front of their buildings, anything that would draw attention to the fact that a Christian institution is based there. And so I think this will just step up their caution a little bit, but I don't think it will make dramatic changes in terms of what the Pakistani Christians are doing.
Elsewhere, people continue to die from yellow fever in Western Guinea. The government has responded with a large-scale vaccination program. New Tribes missionaries are involved with the distribution. However, the outbreak has been emotionally draining on the missionaries there. They report feeling helpless when they take one of the villagers to the hospital. Sickness and death make the need to share Christ very real. Pray for the missionaries' strength. You're listening to Mission Network News. India is home to a number of unreached people groups. However, one doesn't speak the same language and isn't from the same tribe. We're talking about the disabled. Tim Swagger is with Mission to Unreached Peoples, and he's partnering with Johnny and Friends.
Johnny and Friends and Missions to Unreached Peoples are in a partnership to reach the estimated 60 to 100 million people with disabilities in India. And we have a project that integrates the Wheels for the World program that distributes wheelchairs, along with evangelistic outreach activities.
The disabled are largely ignored. Swagger says that may be why they respond so well to the gospel.
It might have to do with ostracism, might have to do with just feeling like you can't find a place in society. And as a consequence, they're looking for hope. And the one thing that Jesus provides in their life is hope.
Sponsors, volunteers, and therapists are needed to help the program. Next, the mix of poverty and access to education in Guatemala leaves many behind. With only half the needed public schools in the region, there's a great need for alternatives to public education. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says they're helping Colegio Juan Wesley build to accommodate growth.
They have 300 students that are meeting in some Sunday school rooms attached to a local church there. Primitive Methodist Church. The demand for the school is outstripping the capacity of that church to be able to supply rooms to them.
Goering says construction has already started. They're on track to have the school ready by 2008. As for ministry,
the education itself gives an opportunity for these children to better themselves, to help with the low-income status of that area, and primary goals that they receive the good news of the gospel. That occurs every day with the teachers acting as the disciples in the classrooms.
And Evangelical Baptist Missions reports that short-term teams were busy at the end of the year running 4 youth camps in South Africa. Because the kids didn't know much English, National Christians partnered with the teams to reach the kids during camp. EBM believes camping is a key time to impact young people since they're in an environment where they're not as easily distracted from truth. Pray for the remaining teams as they look forward to a busy first quarter of 2006. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We still have a few 2006 Mission Network News calendars to help you keep track of activities throughout the year. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. To get your free calendar, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.